Revelation Revealed, Part 2, Section 9, Revelation 1, Verse 1. I will not be able to comment on every verse in the book of Revelation as I would like, as I will do with verse 1. So, you may want to go to my website and find my written commentary in the book of Revelation where I do go into more detail. Let's read verse 1 from the New International Version. The revelation of Jesus Christ, which God gave him to show to his servants what must soon take place. He made it known, sending his angel to his servant John. Now we have some key words to talk about here. The first key word, obviously, is the word revelation. It's translated from the Greek word apocalypse, which simply means an unveiling or an uncovering. So the book of Revelation is an uncovering. And if something is to be uncovered or unveiled, it's obviously it's uncovered so we can see what has been covered in the past. So basically, the content of the book of Revelation is for us to begin to understand. Therefore, the contents of what's in this book is there for us to understand. That's important. John wrote the book so we can know what he wants us to know. Therefore, the contents of this book is obviously there for us to try to understand. Now, what is being uncovered in this book? Well, the next two words says what's being uncovered, and that's Jesus Christ. This is the revelation of Jesus Christ. It's a revelation of Jesus Christ in two respects, who he is and what he does. Sad to say, but most people's mental picture of Jesus is the Jesus they see in the gospel accounts. But there's more to Jesus than what we see in the gospel accounts. What we see in the book of Revelation is the Jesus that is in heaven today. And we see it clearly in the first chapter. He is the King of Kings, Lord of Lords. He is a mighty warrior. But we see more than just who Jesus is. We see what he does specifically as this age comes to an end, or so I believe as a prophetic futurist. So right in the first couple words of the book of Revelation, we see that the revelation is an uncovering of the Lord Jesus Christ, which God gave him, John says, which God gave him. Who does the pronoun him refer to? It refers to Jesus. This is the revelation of Jesus Christ, which God the Father gave to Jesus to show his servants. To show his servants. Who are the servants? Servants are those people who have handed their lives over to the Lord Jesus Christ. The specific servants that I believe is this book is directed to, I would say maybe there's three groups. One is the group who lived in John's day. Two is the group like us who read or who have read this over the centuries. But I think the third group is important, and that group is the group who were alive during the time when the events of the book of Revelation are fulfilled. Group 2, meaning us, we have a hard time understanding Revelation. But group 3, those who are alive during the fulfillment of the vision, well, they will understand with great clarity. So again, this is the revelation of Jesus Christ, which God the Father gave to Jesus to show his servants what must soon come to pass. Now, this word soon has caused us all sorts of grief, and it divides the Christian world into its different prophetic viewpoints. If you understand soon to mean like right away, like today or tomorrow, then prophetic futures have to really deal with that, which really is a problem, because the contents of Revelation didn't happen soon after John wrote the book. The preterist view states that it did happen soon. Well, because of the Greek word translated as soon, soon can also have another meaning. Now remember, Jesus told us that when he returns, it will be like lightning flashing from the west to the east. It will happen in a split second. The Greek word translated soon here can also be translated as fast or quick, as when Jesus comes, he will come quickly. So in that sense of the word, you have two choices. He will come soon, like today, or when he comes, he will come quickly. All that being said, who knows? God's definition of soon in the heavenlies may be different than our definition of soon here on earth. Also, if you understand biblical prophecy, especially in the Old Testament, you will note that verb tenses often jump around. In one passage, you might have the present tense and the future tense all mixed up in one. In one verse, you may have the past tense, present tense, all mixed up, which makes it very difficult to understand the placement of the prophecy in history. So, how you understand the word soon in the very first book of Revelation will determine how you view every other verse in this prophetic book. One word is very important to your viewpoint. The verse goes on to say, he made it known by sending his angel to his servant John. An angel delivered this vision. He made it known. The King James uses the word signified. Now, that word has also caused us great grief over the years, and the NIV chose to avoid using that word. But when the King James uses signified, many people over the years have understood that to be symbols, that the book of Revelation is all symbolic. The problem with it being all symbolic is you have a multitude of interpretations. I suggest you understand the book of Revelation as literally as possible. I admit there is symbolism, but much of that symbolism is actually explained within the text. And that part which isn't explained, well, we're going to have to try to figure that out. But let's be careful. Let's take the book of Revelation at face value as much as possible. Let's take an example. In chapter 6, verse 1, we see a rider on a white horse. This rider is on a white horse in heaven. It's not a symbol. John is actually seeing some kind of spiritual or heavenly rider on a white horse. He's not riding the horse on earth. But this rider on the right white horse has earthly consequences. As the rider rides across the heavenlies, so the Antichrist arises to power on the earth. So we need to view the book of Revelation from a heavenly perspective, understanding everything John sees is in heaven, or at least for the most part. And everything he sees in heaven has a earthly consequence. We will talk more about that later, because that's important, and many people who miss that point miss what is said in the book of Revelation.